Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. With myself, Craig, as always, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Tom.
Ahoy!
And Tom, with his new catchphrase. But do you know people only join in at episode 4, where we're on now?
Yeah.
They think you're a dickhead individually every single time they listen.
I think so. I did that on stage the other day.
Really?
Just to start with my set. Went, ahoy! Nothing. I was expecting a few fans in from the podcast going, there it is. That's what we turned up.
That's bloody Tom from the Gaffer Tapes. Here we are, episode 4, and the World Cup is over. The World Cup is over.
Depressingly.
Sad.
Yeah, bloody good, though, wasn't it?
It was very good.
Bloody good.
It was all right. And obviously, Fantasy Football Podcast, the dream team fantasy football for the World Cup, was on. We had our own Gaffer Tapes League. Ash, it's on to you. Who won the bloody league, mate?
Congratulations.
Oh. Yes.
You've done it, Craig. You finished top. Amazing.
Yeah.
And
they don't know it. They didn't know that. They didn't know it was me clapping. That could have been one of you.
I'd imagine they guessed.
Yeah.
Even Tom's not done too bad.
Yeah. I was quite literally mid table, which is where I wanted to be.
Yeah. That was always the end to be. Ambition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ambition. It's funny. Well, because at the end, on last pod,
yeah,
I said 100% guarantee that the league was already over and Gibbons, our previous star, guest was going to win it. And no, you've done it, Craig. I'm well impressed.
I know. Let's get the totals.
Big way.
Okay. How did you do so well and he so badly? Because he was so ahead that we'd pretty much written his name on the cup.
The old tortoise and the hare, mate.
The old tortoise and the Brazil defence, I imagine.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't have any Brazilian defenders in.
There we go.
And I had the wunderkind Goetzer in the team.
Yeah.
Knew he'd come good. Stayed patient. Didn't transfer him out. I've watched enough Mighty Ducks films to know that if you stick with them, eventually come good. And I got pretty lucky, to be honest. Goetzer scored that goal, which was a kind of icing on the cake. I didn't have any Brazil defenders, and they obviously got dicked. We'll come on to that in a minute.
Mm.
And we had to step the whole way through. Obviously, we all love a bit of fantasy football, but the World Cup one that was on offer wasn't great.
No, it wasn't a very good league at all.
No.
Just even signing up and doing it was
just registering for Tom. That's always a battle.
It was really tough. No, it wasn't a very good league, and it was tough the way it was. You had transfers at different times and
a bonus transfer round, which just sounded like they hadn't made their mind up as to when they were going to do it.
Yeah, which I didn't even know about.
It's so much.
The Premier League one, the official Premier League one, is just so much better in every way.
Well, the good news is, even though the World Cup's over, we now only have, I think it's 31 days
until the
Premier League starts again.
It's
only going to be a couple of weeks until you can register. It's about 14 days till you can register, I think, for the PremierLeague.com fantasy football. Which means that, 4 days later, it's only 18 days till Tom can finish his registration for a fantasy football Premier League team.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's that bit where it registers nice and early and you put together a team that you have no intention of keeping because no one's been signed yet.
Yeah.
And obviously all that comes in. We're going to talk Premier League transfers later on. But the World Cup, it was phenomenal. It was the best of my lifetime. I think we've all agreed.
Definitely.
Is it just because you won the Dream Team?
Well, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is mainly that I won how many points did I win by?
A good 25.
25 more than that. Bloody 23? Points.
You said that as if you didn't know how much
25 points, more than that, 23.
Oh no, you've caught me out. I can't add up. It was actually 33.
33 points.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, that's a big win, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
if that was a real league.
And what about the bottom?
How do we look at the bottom? Did anyone come in under 100?
Brandino.
Oh, Bran Flakes.
Branston, you little pickle.
Brandon Stark.
His star performer was Dante on minus 14 over the course of the World Cup.
That's pretty incredible.
That's
point.
Bad. Hang your head in shame.
Well, the good news is that the World Cup dream team's over because it was terrible.
Yes,
but
it was bad.
But the World Cup itself was phenomenal. It wasn't represented well by the fantasy football. Actually, Germany, when we last had the podcast, it was literally minutes before Germany played their semi-final against Brazil as we all rushed home to watch it. Tom, you are not far from here at all. You got home.
No, by the time I got back, I think it was already 2-0.
Yeah.
By the time I actually got home, and you're looking at about a 10-15 minute walk.
It was quite easily the most incredible international game of football.
Oh, it was amazing. My girlfriend who actively detests football was sat there looking at it going, oh my god, that's not a very good impression.
is your girlfriend just a gay man?
Yeah.
In fact, that impression is the same as the impression of me.
Yeah, it's the same as most of the impressions that I do.
They're all Dale Winton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she went, I thought Brazil were good. I said, well, not really. That was fantastic.
Tom, masterclass. He's now become football genius. You've actually started to learn over the course of the World Cup.
Yeah.
I bet if we'd asked you 2 months ago, you'd have said, yeah, Brazil, top class.
Well, everyone thought the South American teams were going to romp it, in fairness.
Like, everyone did.
So one of the pundits made a good point saying that the Confederations Cup was like, wasn't a fair omen for Brazil. They obviously won the Confederations Cup or performed well in it, they thought. They kept the same squad, but actually it's a bit of a weird competition. And I think they went into it with false confidence from a pretty shoddy competition.
Yeah.
And I think they were surprised. Like they just got found out massively.
Well, I think as soon as Neymar went out, it was just like we said last week.
Predict, and we guessed Germany would go through. We thought Germany would make it to the final. I personally hope Germany. Were we happy with Germany as winners overall?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I quite wanted Messi to score that free kick in the last minute because I thought a World Cup. When was I don't know. I think they said maybe it was 78, the last World Cup that was decided on penalties.
Well, no, we've had 1990 was because Roberto Baggio
and then
blasted over. And was it 90?
Oh, I thought you said 70.
No, 98 was a romp.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, 98 was.
And the last one was Iniesta, wasn't it? So it must be the one between 2006, was that one?
94, sorry, was the Baggio. I've just
got 94. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, it was certainly, I wanted it to go to penalties, obviously, as a neutral. I wanted to see some penalties. But I did want Germany ultimately to win. Obviously, we talk about Brazil's hammering. Scolari's decided to. I say decided. Scolari, yeah. Scolari has had his arm twisted to call it a day in Brazil. I don't think anyone's by surprise by that.
Fred as well. Apparently he's retired from international football.
Fred's retired from international football.
I think, although didn't Fred actually retire about a month ago?
Yeah, Fred did retire. The other big international football news today, I don't know if you saw it, it's completely unrelated, but Joey Barton renounced his international retirement today.
Well, he rescinded it?
Yeah, on Twitter, and he did an article in the paper saying, just so everyone knows, I'm out of retirement. I think I can make the England team after watching the World Cup. So.
Right. Did he say that as a little bit of a piss take?
No, he said, you might think I'm joking, but I'm deadly serious now. I've just got to put up or shut up. Or his actual quote in the paper.
Right.
Oh, right.
So, Barton's back, guys.
Well, he's back in the Prem, isn't he?
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, it's like an episode of Dream Team.
Is it? Yeah.
It's like, apparently he's going to team up with Luis Amor Rodriguez and sign for Harchester.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's mental. I don't know, to be honest, if Joey Barton says he's coming, just agree with the man. He's an absolute lunatic. Just let him, if he wants to.
Well, is he playing for QPR?
He is, and apparently he had a good season last season. So
they are sort of a bit like the Romford rejects, so maybe that'll be what they do.
We'll see how he gets on. But in other World Cup news, you should go. Obviously, there was the awards at the end of the game, which was unbelievably awkward, I thought. At the end of the World Cup final, giving out the awards to the other categories. First one is pretty given, but Manuel Neuer won.
Oh, he was incredible.
Goalkeeper of the tournament. That guy's I haven't, because I'm not one of those. You get those people who watch football, and whenever European footballers come on who don't play in the Premiership, they kind of just go, oh, I watch a lot of him, he's really good. Like, they're mainly lying, it's bullshit. Like, where do you find the time to watch all that European football? I don't. Some people do.
Yeah.
But so I hadn't seen much of Neuer apart from, you know,
in
major
defense,
European competitions.
No, I'm going to be doing that extensively when the podcast starts.
But
next
you might
season,
actually
so I'm
watch
stand
it.
Up for people. Twats like that.
You might actually watch it, but you know, some don't. But there was one point when he punched the ball over the defender to catch it on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's incredible. Yeah. He's a sweeper keeper. So no arguments to that one. Happy with Neuer winning?
No, sure.
He was certainly the best attacking midfielder that played in goal.
You get the feeling he, like, every time they go for penalties and they go, right, we need five volunteers, Neuer's in. Like, I'll have
he's
one.
Like
I'll
yeah,
take
yeah.
one.
If we'd won best, like, sweeper, attacking midfielder, or Thai boxer, I'd have given that because he did do a sweet flying knee to the face.
I don't really know what the rules are with that though, because he comes out and makes contact with the ball. He just does it with a high knee and takes the guy out. And I don't actually know what the rules are.
It's amazing as well because he flying kneed Higuain in the face, and the referee went, "Wow, Higuain, get up, free kick, yellow card to Neuer. You should never get your face in the way of his knee."
Yeah.
How's that?
I thought he dived, and then you saw the replay.
He was like, "Knocked out."
Oh shit!
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's what I did with Neymar. I was like screaming.
Exactly same.
So yeah, but I wouldn't put my face anywhere near Manuel Neuer's knee. He's a lunatic.
No, I think it should have been a free kick against him. He did win the ball, but it's like it says, and you know, you're not allowed to 2-foot tackle someone, are you? You can't tackle from behind. I think it's the same thing. I think it was just like an unwritten law that if it's dangerous, like, they didn't expect people to be kneeing each other in the face when they punched.
They probably didn't write rules for that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no gun laws in football.
It's like a high boot.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You don't actually have to go anywhere, particularly anywhere near their face, but if it's up there, yeah. You know.
But that's, aside from that, yeah, he's definitely the best goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then obviously the other one we had, James Rodriguez winning the Golden Boot. I think everyone was quite happy to see someone outside of the final win an award like that. He's been yeah. incredible.
Yeah.
And then we had the most awkward.
Oh, sorry, but he also won the, well, on the BBC anyway, won the goal of the tournament.
Yes, he did, which yeah. was an incredible goal.
I didn't see that. I saw yeah. I saw the what was it, the five or six candidates.
Yeah, well, the BBC had their usual rundown. To be fair, I thought his chip should have been nominated as well, but it was his chest and volley, obviously, crossbarring in Tony Ibarra style.
See, I thought that would have gone to Van Persie for the header.
The header.
I just thought that the header was good. Bit special.
Well, the top three were, it was Rodriguez, chest and volley, Van Persie's header at two, and Tim Cahill, volley. Yeah,
yeah. I thought Rodriguez deserved it, although I did think Tim Cahill might sneak it.
It was a great volley on his wrong foot.
But Rodriguez was the best by a mile.
And
incredible.
I think I'm glad that he won the Golden Boot. There's a nice YouTube clip of him watching the final amongst his family and friends.
Oh, wow.
Waiting for him to see the if he wins the Golden Boot. And then the most awkward moment of the World Cup for me
of anyone's life.
Before they presented the runner-up medals even, let alone the World Cup, they do the Golden Ball player of the tournament. Messi wins it. Has to walk up there, get it, looks unbelievably embarrassed, then has to walk back down the stairs to his team to turn around and then walk back up with them to get another medal that he didn't want. But Messi, player of the tournament, allegedly.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
I'm going to come out and disagree with everybody.
Yeah.
He should have got it.
Yeah?
Because if he'd... I hate the way the pundits were doing the whole thing the whole way through, like running him down. Oh, he's not scored 50 million goals. You see what happened to Brazil when they took Neymar out of the squad.
Yeah.
You take Messi out of that team. Yeah. They don't get anywhere near the final.
Well, yeah, Messi and Mascherano were both class, weren't they?
Yeah, so, I mean, if they'd given the award to Mascherano, but without Messi, they don't get anywhere near the final.
Mm.
And then, if he'd scored that goal, you know he had that chance.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a couple of inches. If it'd gone in, then it goes to, or if they hadn't conceded, goes to penalties, they win the World Cup. He gets and everyone's like, oh, he's the best player.
But was he the best player at that tournament?
He's arguably in the top three.
Oh, definitely. But even watching the final, obviously he didn't score, but the amount of time he just beat everyone, it's effortless. And every time you see it, you sort of forget like what he's doing. Because he's not scoring, you don't really notice it. But yeah, every time he gets the ball, he's dicking about three or four players every single time.
Oh,
he's world class.
I mean, he was the best footballer at the tournament, but was he the best performer? That's what the award is.
I think maybe, I mean, I don't know, debatable. I think because everyone wanted Rodriguez, I think that's what it probably was.
Yeah.
You know, but Messi, I think, is a better footballer than Rodriguez.
Of course,
And it's because Rodriguez didn't have any kind of benchmark to try and hit. He just came up because he was an underdog.
Messi still scored four goals, two assists.
Exactly,
his team got to a final. We had something like the most dribbles completed, the most, you know, if he scores that goal, he scores five goals in a World Cup. His team win the World Cup. He gets two assists.
Plus, the other thing is, imagine if you didn't... No, imagine this was 8 years ago and he'd done it, just turned up and got Argentina to that final, scored four goals... It wasn't in the play as much as you can see. If we didn't know who he was, they'd be going mental about him by the end.
They'd be saying, just expected a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that trophy's being used to hold open a door or something shameless because he did not want that award in any way whatsoever.
No, I think I might have been the only person that wanted him to get it.
And then the runners-up medal is just, why give it to them? That's for charity auctions, essentially, because none of them want those medals particularly. Van Persie gave away his third place medal to a fan in the
oh wow
yeah in the stadium, which is a
I
nice
think third place is just so much worse than second, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, well, it was really one place. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I know, but you know, I think there's a lot more than just one place.
There's a big drop to get to fourth place.
Big drop. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Did they even get a medal for fourth?
No, I don't think any Brazilian players deserved a medal in that tournament.
No.
I don't know how they got into the position to fight for third or fourth, to be honest. No. But it was a great World Cup. Four more years. Qualifying starts all over again.
Yeah.
We get to go back to building up optimism and hope.
Well, as the official international gaffer tape champion, I guess you've got your crown for at least 2 years before the Euros.
It's a good reign.
I think Euros are in France, aren't they?
The Euros... Are they back? Is it back in France, a tournament?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh,
not really. Yeah. I know that the second that England went out, there were a couple of comedian mates of mine I saw say completely, in no way, ironically, saying, yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, this is just, I can build up for the Euros.
Wow.
You know, get this squad good and, you know, we'll come good in the Euros. I think, really?
I know. That is
optimism. No irony at all. Just, no, it's all about the Euros. This young team really needs to build, you know, work together. Just
blind faith.
Build up to firing Hodgson.
That's it.
You need good work.
We've got a good couple of years to make Hodgson into an absolute pantomime villain and get rid of him. But the good thing that comes out of the World Cup is obviously we're back to the bread and butter of the Premier League, the PremierLeague.com fantasy football, which is what we're all about.
Yeah.
And obviously the Gaffer Takes can be back every single week during the season and a bit in pre-season. So yeah, we've got coming up obviously our regular feature now, the Big Three. With that said, the World Cup obviously always transfer activity goes crazy. Everyone goes back from their holidays. Not that I'm suggesting the footballers were having holidays. Some of them were. David Luiz had one. So
Wilshere was in Vegas smoking a cigarette.
Brilliant. I know, yeah. Oh, with Joe Hart.
Classic Jack. Yeah.
Trouble. So that is classic Jack. But all the transfers happened. So the Big Three topic this week, we'll be doing it in third segment. It gives us a little bit to think about. The Big Three is transfer disasters, transfer flops. Is that right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
So we're going to do transfer flops.
Yeah, biggest transfer flops.
Biggest transfer flops we're going to debate in the third segment. So obviously if you're listening and you've got any that we miss or that you think of or your biggest transfer flop, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Or indeed anything you might have missed in the World Cup, then tweet at the Gaffer Tapes. We don't have a guest in this week. Obviously we had Max the German in last week. He's probably still drunk.
He's worth two guests.
He was worth two guests. We don't have him in this week, so we're going to be doing a little game that I've devised for you guys.
I can't wait.
So that's going to be exciting. Obviously, we've got the Gaffer Gambler giving some tips, some helping, educating Thomas in his gambling ways, getting him on off the straight and narrow.
And also,
we've got Tom's transfer run-ups. We've got loads coming up in the second and third segment of the Gaffer Tape. So thanks for listening. We'll be back in a second. To the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football podcast. No longer a World Cup special. We don't need to add that on anymore. It's over. We are now Premiership focused.
It's all over. Premier focused.
We will not mention the World Cup.
Yeah, I'm sure the
World Cup. Sounds like a car
the
advert.
Gaffer Tapes. Premier focused.
It's nice.
I don't think the World Cup will come up again, will it, in this episode?
Yes.
It probably won't at all.
It probably will, but I like the fact that Tom's gone into advertising mode.
Well, I work in advertising, don't I?
That's it, the Gaffer Tapes. Premier focus.
Premier focus.
That's nice. That's nice. On the road, just 9995. Good. It's nice that, mate. But it is time for one of our regular features, the Gaffer Gambler. No premier, no slogan for that.
Listen to it.
The Gaffer Gambler. Listen to it.
Just take it all in.
Yeah.
Just that's not that catchy. You're just talking.
No. Should have left it at that.
It's just the Gaffer Gambler.
Yeah.
Any reason why it sounds like a milk tray advert?
Sexy.
It is sexy.
Sexiness sells.
Gambling is sexy. And I think we can all agree on that. We didn't win any money between us, I don't think, on the World Cup.
Oh, that is... No. That is not true. I had a massive win.
Ah.
Double. The two best bets ever. One of them was sensible. You're going to have to jargon buster me here. Where a sign-up offer for William Hill.
Yeah.
Let's try it. And it was 4-1 on Germany to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
So I had a tenner on that.
Tenner.
Won 50 quid.
Not and then about.
Somebody bet me £100.
Wow.
On the start time of the World Cup final.
What?
I'm guessing it wasn't a bookie for that one. Yeah. This was not a legitimate bookmaker, was it?
It wasn't, no. You couldn't find this online. But at a party... We were disagreeing about what time it kicked off.
Because it was 8 o'clock, weirdly.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. And I'd got the time of the previous fixture wrong. And then, so I was saying, no, it's 8 o'clock. And he said, it's not. I bet you £100 right now. So we got our hundreds out.
Did you actually get £100 each out?
Yeah.
This is depressing from my point of view, because I can't remember the last time I was carrying £100.
No, you had £100 on each, went right.
Yeah, £100 on the table. And then won it, yeah.
And you took his £100?
Yeah.
That's the manliest thing I've heard.
Is he a mate or just a random bloke?
Yeah, yeah, it's just like some bloke I met in the street, just like passing.
I don't know if I'd take 100 quid off a mate. I'd probably take it, well, maybe take 20 and go now.
Where were you to both have a... Were you in a strip club? So why did you both have £100 on you?
Yeah, yeah, we're at like a gambling strip club.
Don't go to one of Ash's gatherings. Yeah. You're expected to have hundreds of pounds. It sounds like Prohibition. Wow. It's like Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, it was at a, well, it was at a barbecue, but I mean, who doesn't
know? Who the fuck takes £100 to a barbecue?
Yeah, who doesn't have £100 at a barbecue?
Why would you take that to a barbecue? You notoriously don't spend any money at a barbecue.
No.
Well, you don't live in Windsor, do you? So that's why.
Yeah. Well, at Windsor barbecues, we often burn £20 notes.
Exactly.
On barbecue.
The barbecue's going out, Tarquin. making
some money
it rain on the barbecue. Yeah. Well, you've done well then. So, and he paid up, so you made £140 profit.
Yeah, exactly. Although I did at the start of the tournament bet £5 on Argentina.
I think we can let that go.
Oh, tell me about it, mate. We all lost £5. We all lost £5 this World Cup.
We've all got war stories, all right?
We've all got war stories, mate.
Every man's got a cross to bear. Yeah. But yeah, well, the sign-up offer you talk of, they exist. Yeah, they're dangerous. Yeah. But if you're new to gambling, they happen all the time. So all the major ones will have one of those sign-up offers where they give you outrageous odds. I think I got 4-1 on a Man City to beat, you know, Norwich or Stoke at home or something. Once, just get... Odd. You can only normally bet a maximum of £10 on them.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what you want to do now is use that 140 quid and just open up a shitload of accounts for the first day and win all of them and never bet again.
Yeah.
That's the hard bit.
What? Because one thing I have learned during the World Cup is to not bet. I haven't totally become incredibly addicted.
Yeah.
On like just walking to barbecues and winning money.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Just browsing the local ads for barbecues or following your nose around the neighbourhood for smoke.
Must get some money.
You think I can smell sausages? Get a wallet. Yeah. Just walking off. Yeah. But no, the odds have already started. Obviously, all the odds for the Premiership season. And it's interesting because obviously you can bet now on outright winners on all sorts of markets. Or different types of bets markets.
Okay.
But obviously loads of big signings haven't happened. So a lot of marquee signings haven't happened yet. So these are all going to change. But you interested in knowing the outrights of the Premiership now?
Yeah.
So the favourites for the Premiership at the moment is Chelsea at 15-8, so just short 2-1.
Yeah.
They're favourites. Man City you can get 11-5, so very, very similar. And then we start getting to the last ones. Then it's... clearly, the LVG factor has had a big say. Man United are a third favourite at 11-2.
Really?
Yeah. Arsenal at 13-2.
Okay.
Then Liverpool out at 10-1.
Really?
Of Suarez, obviously, even though they came second last year. It's all on Paddy Power, this. And then just for you, Tom, a bit of a giggle, Spurs at 50-1 are the sixth favourites there. But just
save your money.
Give it to money. give it to charity.
Save your money.
So that's all the Premiership outrights. Any of those take your fancy?
Well,
I think Liverpool's quite generous. I know they're without Suarez, but they just missed out last year.
But then it was they were, you know, they scored a lot of goals. That's where all their strength was, and obviously they lost Suarez now. Even though they are making signings,
but it's the thing we were talking about last season, I suppose. About first episode about whether do you bet because of the odds, like 10-1 seems.
Of course, yeah.
I could see them if 10 times them doing it.
Mm.
But I don't think they're going to do it. I think probably Chelsea will.
But Chelsea were my bet last year. I was convinced Chelsea. I thought Mourinho coming back. I thought they were going to do it. But again, City are always hard to look past.
I fancy City.
To be honest, 11-5 is not bad. Player of the Year markets are already out, even though they're still players to sign. This was taken actually though before the final signing, the Diego Costa was signed off, because that was only paper that was done today, I think.
Yeah.
So that doesn't include him. Just a few highlights from it. We got Eden Hazard at 9-2. Wayne Rooney 8-1, second favourite bizarrely, despite a very disappointing World Cup. Yaya Toure 9-1, even though he might not be around because of his birthday celebrations, which is the best reason to leave the club ever.
He's furious, isn't he? He
furious that there was no balloons and cake. Sergio Aguero at 10-1, which if he's fit, RVP 12-1, and then a couple of Arsenal boys for you, Tom. If he decides to remember how to play, Mesut Ozil at 18-1. And a better one, I guess, if Ramsey can find that same form and not get injured, he's at 18-1. So I think if Ramsey...
Well, he was a shoe-in before we got injured.
Yeah, and you've got to list the Players' Player Award. So bearing in mind, players are quite... You know, it's all personal opinion. Even though they let Suarez win last year, I think if Ramsey had a good season this season, there's a lot of sympathy for Aaron Ramsey and how his season went last year. So I think a lot of players would vote for him. I don't think that's a bad bet, but it's whether Ramsey can he carry on that form. But he's going to be surrounded by better players, so it's only a good thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You can even bet on the manager of the year, the LMA manager of the year. Jose at 9-4, LVG, Van Gaal at 9-2, Wenger at 15-2 and Pochettino at 33-1 for Spurs. So and weirdly Harry Redknapp at 25-1.
Oh, no.
Even though they just come out. I mean, Sean Dyche at 33-1 as well.
It's got to be Big Sam, hasn't it?
Well, I don't know, because the thing is, yeah, Big Sam, I didn't check Sam's odds actually. But like Louis van Gaal, he doesn't need to do much to improve. Show improvement.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, if they get a Champions League.
For instance, Brendan Rodgers would be a terrible bet. Like Liverpool had the best season they've had, you know, in years. So he has to do one. He has to win the league.
He pretty much has to win the league.
To win that award. Whereas van Gaal, if Man United get involved in the title race, get come second, win the FA Cup. You know, something like
still,
that.
But still, people, it's not like they've gone down in everyone's estimations. People are still expecting them to change.
Yeah, he's
the
not
title,
coming into a mid-table club where they're just going, oh, don't worry, it's Stoke away, a draw will do. No, of course not. He's coming into expectation. And now for the bit, the you know, it was just such a hit as a feature. Our jargon-busting feature.
Oh, yeah.
Bookies for rookies.
Yeah.
No jingle?
Ooh. Explain it.
What was that?
Wow.
Why are they all so creepy and sexual?
I don't know. Wow. I panicked. I don't know.
I'm panicking now.
Yeah. I really wish there hadn't been one.
Let's just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, why don't do it
again?
Really creepy. So anyway, bookies for rookies. So we're doing a bit of jargon busting. If you're new to betting, like, you know, Ash clearly isn't now because he's just raked in 140 quid by preying on drunk people at social gatherings. Tom every now and then throws a shilling at Mr. William Hill.
Correct.
A forecast. You know a forecast?
Ooh.
Weather?
It does ring a bell, yeah.
It does ring a bell. Forecast, mainly for horses when you're guessing places. You're guessing the first and second place. So sometimes you get a try forecast where you guess first, second and third.
Yes.
So I asked you before the podcast, who you thought was going to come first and second, so you're betting on those specific actualities. So I think, was it Tom, you thought City were going to win Chelsea
City,
in second?
City, then Chelsea, yeah.
That gets you 5-1.
Okay.
And then Ash, you said Chelsea first, City second, gets you 9-2, so 4.5-1. Or you can do a duo forecast, which means those two places are interchangeable.
Oh, obviously the odds
exactly,
would be
yeah,
less.
They shorten. So so in that point, it becomes, I looked up your club actually, because you seem to think Arsenal are now in with a shout, don't you?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that in the old transfer news.
But so City and Arsenal, either way around, is 8-1, Chelsea and Arsenal 15-2, so you only, those two have to come in top two. And for City and Chelsea, it very much shortens then, obviously around 6-4. But so that's your forecast. I doubt you're going to jump straight in at a forecast.
No, but that's not a bad shout. I don't know why. I don't know if you need to really build up, do you?
Yeah. You can go straight in.
I think that's a pretty good shout.
Arsenal in first or second?
Interchangeable. Well, no, City and Chelsea, probably.
Yeah.
But the interchangeable thing, I like that, yeah.
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 It's good, isn't it?
Might look into it.
Since my big win,
yeah,
I've been proudly stating something that I have to question whether it's actual English or not. Much like this sentence. Because I bet on Argentina, the missing £5, and that would have got me 25.
Right.
But I knew they weren't going to win it.
Okay.
So I bet that 25 on Germany to win.
You bet the fictional 25?
Yeah. So is that laying it off, or is that not a thing?
Hang on. Well, that's just placing two separate bets.
No, but I mean, if the winnings from another bet, I put them on something else before I've won them. Is that not laying the bet off?
That's just a second bet. No, laying the bet off is if you bet on Germany to beat Argentina and they're 1-0 up with a bit of time to go, you'll get shortened returns. You can lay it off and just take your money and run.
Oh, I see.
So that's like laying's betting against something happening, basically.
Oh, so it's similar, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you did... You're, like, all over the show. You're betting all over. You're, like, a stockbroker with screens up and minority... I'm imagining your room, you're, like, Minority Report now. Yeah. We've changed you.
I'm like, oh, no, I don't... I'm not really into this gambling thing, but I've got a whole corporation set up around it.
I like the fact that we are claiming to be three experts of football, so much so that we meet weekly to talk about it, and yet we're just three morons here talking about, is it laying off? What's a football? How do we do this?
So what's a football?
Yeah, what's a football? But
I would like to take issue with this because you two make out that I'm actually stupid.
I don't.
I listen to these podcasts and it does kind of go, oh, Tom, do you know what a football is?
That was Ash. That's not me.
Yeah, I think he actually used those words. But I'd just like to say, you know, I am well into the soccer balls. I'm not.
You know your football. I'm not saying that. It's the betting I say you don't know much
about.
Oh,
yeah, I know fuck all about betting.
Yeah, I know you know your footballs. You know when they score the goals.
Yeah.
goes in the net and that.
Is this like a little, just sticking up yourself, like, please stop bullying.
Yeah. And, but on a serious note, I will go mental.
If anyone questions me again.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us on nicely. As obviously, I won the World Cup Dream Team fantasy football.
Yeah.
That's not me. So I won that, so I've got absolutely nothing to prove. Whereas yourselves, obviously...
Is the pressure on us, or is the pressure on you?
Well, the pressure's on me, but you guys, you know, we have a podcast about football.
Absolutely.
So really you should know a little thing or two. So I've devised now a competition over the course of the season. We can do the first one now, where you're going to take on each other, Tom versus Ash, and we're going to keep a running tally as we go through. The loser of this challenge at the end of the season, bearing in mind it's a mutual hate that you both have for a club.
For each other, I thought you were going
to
say
that. All you have to do is just fight.
Just pop in a cage and you're just going to fight.
Yeah, it's a mutual hate for Spurs.
Yeah, very much so.
So, obviously, as an Arsenal fan, you can't stand them, Tom.
Absolutely.
I don't know, Ash, you just don't like...
Who could be seen? Before the podcast, we were having a discussion about this and... The idea of me wearing an Arsenal shirt was sickening.
Yeah.
But then I decided that actually Tom wearing a West Ham shirt
is
a good thing. It increases his well-being.
And it brings out his eyes. His eyes pop. The kid's got killer eyes.
It's not really a forfeit, is it?
So whoever loses this challenge at the end of the season is going to have a little photo shoot in a Spurs shirt.
The actual thought of it is making me feel sick.
Yeah, we'll get that all over social media.
That would ever go anywhere.
We might even. It's going
to
go on your blog, Tom. It's going to go on the Gaffer Tapes Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes. It's going to go on, you know, the iTunes profile. It's going to go everywhere. And that's at the end of the season. So God knows how many people will be listening by then.
Well, he might lose as well. I cannot wait for Tom to be wearing this Spurs shirt.
And obviously, it's a pretty serious competition. So it's a pretty serious game.
So we just take the photos of Tom wearing the Spurs shirt now and just...
Well, we need to get a Spurs shirt, first of all. So
yeah, that's going to be the hardest bit.
You don't know any Spurs shirts.
No, I don't.
I'm not acquainted with any Spurs shirt. Loads of Spurs fans, just no Spurs shirt. So in a serious game that's called Boring Pundit, more like YouTube Fun Shit.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah? Oh, don't need a slogan for that, Tom.
That's a slogan in itself.
I like the fact that we've gone into each of these podcasts equally prepared.
Yeah.
No complacency here.
Yeah.
Boring pundit YouTube fun shit. Please. Sleepless nights coming up with that bad boy. Right. So, the game's going to stay the same throughout the season. So what's going to happen is, I'm going to trawl the internet for YouTube clips of football incidents that week. And as you know, YouTube can get quite feisty with its comments.
Oh, very much so.
I'm going to pick a couple of comments at random, highlights from there, read the YouTube comments on a specific video, and you've got to guess what the incident is that week. So, for instance, back in the day when Eric Cantona kicked a Crystal Palace fan in the chest, YouTube would have exploded with comments that probably went off on a hell of a tangent, nothing to do with it. I'm going to read the YouTube comment. You've got to guess what it's about. Today, it's all focused on incidents around the World Cup final day.
Yep,
okay, so we've got three YouTube clips. I'm going to read out a comment from them. You're going to guess which one. We're going to go through the answers. If there's a tiebreak, there is, to make it 1-0 in the Tottenham shirt. Misery off. I don't know. When we have to buy a Tottenham shirt. Am I buying the Tottenham shirt?
Yeah, this is shit.
Right.
So, I think there's a long list of Tottenham players that they want to be seeing in the Tottenham shirt.
Right, we'll start off. And can I just apologise to any listeners now? It's YouTube. It's not the thoughts of us. There is a lot of casual sexism, misogyny, racism.
What, on YouTube?
Xenophobia.
Yeah.
Homophobia. It's all there. It's YouTube. And the language in this one as well. So, the first incident, a bit of an easy one. It should have gone to Fred. Get off his dick, fanboy. So that's the first comment. And that's by Glenn Aldos, number 9. It should have gone to Fred. Get off his dick, fanboy.
That's good.
So you have to guess what that incident was from World Cup final day, what that event was. Okay.
Oh, can we say that we're actually writing these answers down?
Yeah, you're not just thinking. Sorry. Tom and Ash are writing
just
down.
Just take those ages to think.
There's no shindiggery.
Yeah.
Just minutes of dead air. Brilliant podcasting.
Hang on. Just thinking.
So, the second event of the three, the comment goes, ha 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 ha, breathe. Ha 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 ha, fuck you, RGs. Bit of a misleading one, that one. So that is not necessarily your first thought.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm not having a thought. It's a problem. Can you read it again?
Again, you want it?
Yeah.
I can probably remember.
You're just doing this to mock me now. Ha ha ha. Yeah, like that. Just what you're doing. Ha 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 ha. Breathe. Could be breath. Don't know.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Fuck you, RGs. Again, apologies for that. I mean, that is feels wrong saying it.
Yeah, bad
it might
language.
Not be the obvious one. Last one. All major incidents from work a final date. Last one. And again, apologies. This one's my favourite, though. Get lost, faggot. He meant it like I meant it when I fucked your fat mum. Genuine YouTube comment. Genuine YouTube comment.
Oh, what? These are...
aggressive? Yeah, yeah, they are. And that's the World Cup. They're like, it's meant to be this harmonious, Olympic-spirited event. Wait till the Premiership. It's going to go
off. In the edit, can we just take him saying that thing? And just pop that at the start.
I think I might put in a bit at the start where he says, from the Adrian Charles blog.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another, but do you want that one again?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
See if I'm saying it seriously. Would you like that one again? Okay, no problem. It's get lost, faggot. He meant it like I meant it when I fucked your fat mum. Did we get that? Okay, pens
that's
down.
That's
great. He's so, from the World Cup. Fine.
So that's an incident with the World Cup. They're all quite similar but misleading. Can right, if you, a tie break if you
hold
need
on,
it.
Hold on a minute. From my bit of paper, I think we should change the rules to this. Yeah. That the person who scores the lowest at the end of the season gets given £100 from two of his
gets given £100
from people on the podcast.
Yeah, I think
it's sympathy.
If I can get quotes from these YouTube people, they do get to tell their side of the story and defend themselves. Yeah. So Glenn Albrock's number nine.
Can we
try.
Him?
I mean, they're mainly aggressive. So right, we got our answers.
Yes,
we got our answers.
I have all my answers.
We'll quote question one at a time. So question: the first one was the "It should have gone to Fred, get off his dick, fanboy." Ash, what did you think that was?
Messi's Player of the Year.
Okay,
World Cup. Tournament.
Yeah, I said Messi, Player of the World Cup. It's the, what's it, the
golden... golden ball, it
is. Golden ball, yeah.
But yeah, you're both right, that's what it was. It was Messi went to...
Hooray!
Oh, you both ticked. As if you needed to keep it. Right, swap papers. No, so the second one, the ha 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 ha, breathe, ha 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 ha, fuck you RGs. Could be misleading, this one. Tom, what have you got it as?
Well, because you said it might be misleading, I assumed that it wasn't the goal that Germany scored, so I went with Messi missing the last minute free kick.
Okay, and Ash?
I went with the obvious, just the goal.
It was actually, it was a Higuain miss. It was the volley that went, the best chance of the game, I felt. So it's across the boat here.
Across that, yeah.
Okay, and the get lost, faggot, he meant it like I meant it when I fucked your fat mum. Apologies again as I said those words.
Now, see, sometimes I forget people's names, so I'll just put German keeper punch thing.
That sounds like a Street Fighter move.
Yeah.
So German keeper tiger uppercut.
Yeah.
And what have you gone for, Ash?
The German keeper flying knee.
Oh, okay. Well, that one actually is a bit of a confusing one. That one's the Goetze goal. There was an argument as to whether he meant it or not.
Oh, really?
Which is quite ridiculous. Or whether there was an argument as to whether he meant to score such an exquisite goal.
Oh.
The argument's phenomenal, can I say. If you want to get into the YouTube clip
on
that.
What was he attempting to do then?
This is it. This is it. Someone at one point tried to claim it was a cutback that went wrong. It was just some Argentinian debate. But that's kind of good because I was hoping it would go to a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Yes.
And the tiebreaker is, it's going to be one of those we have to get it closest to the number. Our favourite friends at ITV got absolutely trounced in the ratings war for the World Cup final, obviously.
Rightly so,
the BBC won that. The BBC drew in an average of 12.09 million viewers, so I'd like to know how many million to the nearest two decimal points, did Adrian Charles and his Bash Street Kids crew... 12.09 million the BBC got. So what did Adrian Charles and his crew get? So get your phones. You're gonna have to, bear in mind we are podcasting, you're going to have to write pretty quick because we don't really have thinking time. Have you got it, Ash, as well?
I have, but I want to verify that Tom can count this high.
Okay.
Okay, Ash, what'd you get?
Go first.
5.7 million.
Oh, I did go higher. I went 8.02.
8.02. Well, BBC got 12.09 million viewers. The ITV got just 2.86 million followers. Loads of followers. Viewers. I don't know, on Twitter.
Followers.
Twitter.
Yeah, they got followers. So many followers.
So many followers.
Charles,
They're all left over from the rat pie.
That is incredible.
But that does make it 1-0 to Ash. In the Spurs.
I'm slightly worried that this is just going to be a precursor of what's to come.
Possibly.
Me losing.
Are we a fan?
Everything.
Does the game carry on? Are we happy with the game?
I love that. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
just great. Lots of hatred.
Yeah,
we love it. But yeah, so that's part two of the Gaffer Takes podcast. We are, of course, coming back. Tom's going to go through some transfer stories.
Look
Tom's
forward
transfer
to that.
Tips, yeah. And I'm sure the jingle's going to be great. And,
phenomenal.
And also we've got the big three as well before we shoot off. Tom goes off to Edinburgh at some point. We've covered that. And the Premier League season's back. But that's the end of part two of the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll be back in a second. To segment three of the Gaffer Tapes, preview for the Premiership, review of the World Cup, and we're only bloody new and noteworthy.
Yeah,
on iTunes.
I'm laughing because you said segment.
What's wrong with segment?
I don't know if you've said segment before. Yeah? It just made me laugh.
Maybe I was thinking of fruit. I don't know.
Segment.
Why are you laughing?
I thought segment was funny.
Welcome back to section.
Section. That's what you said before, because you said segment. I thought that sounds weird.
Do you know what it was? Because I typed segment on my notes.
Did you?
Yeah, I've got notes. What of it? Where are your notes, Tom? Bloody laugh boy over there. Yeah, where are your notes?
On my phone.
Anyway,
segment boy.
It's nice to keep it. It's nice to keep it professional.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're back to the third part.
Third part.
On iTunes, sports podcast,
yeah,
new and noteworthy.
Wow. Yeah.
So thanks very much to anyone who's listened and even left a cheeky couple of reviews, so that's nice.
Segments like this that keep it going, I
think. It is segments. Strong segment, this. Strong. Fuck off, both of you. But yeah, so also, get us on iTunes, or you can still, you can now catch us at thegaffertapes.com, or indeed on iTunes, like we say, get us on Twitter at thegaffertapes. That's all. Any more to plug? That's it, isn't it?
I think so. I think the people listening to it on iTunes are going to be especially glad we've told them to go to iTunes and listen to it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but the people,
anyway, off, to it anyway.
The people on the website might be listening. Okay, I'm now aware that the people who are listening to it are already bloody listening to it.
But they might not know that there's a website.
Thegaffertapes.com.
Thegaffertapes.com.
All right, then, if you are listening on iTunes, leave a bloody review.
Yeah. Please do.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. mention the word segment. How many times you can write the word segment in one review?
So tweet us, hashtag segment. And tell us what your favourite segment is.
Yeah.
So one, two or three. I'll never mention segment again.
No,
ever.
Please don't.
Ever. But yeah, so... we are available at thegaffertapes.com now, and obviously on iTunes if you're listening on iTunes.
Yeah. I think we covered that.
Yeah, I know, that was for you. Right, Tom, it's time for time for you, mate. Step up to the mark. It's for your Tom's transfer news.
Face.
He's very excited.
I'm really excited.
Tom's transfer news. We should clarify that it's Tom's transfer news, not because he's the most knowledgeable, because his first name happens to begin with the same letter as transfer.
Yeah.
That really is it, isn't it?
Is that why?
Yeah.
I'm really upset.
I thought it was because he was the most knowledgeable.
No, it is. Yeah. He's cause, and also, he sounds the most like dodgy geezer type.
Yeah. Like the sort of bloke who would start a rumour down the pub.
Yeah. You look like a man who would come into a pub with DVDs in your jacket.
Yeah.
I was reading on a popular blog the other day that you were a Cockney comedian.
He often gets called.
Yeah.
He often gets called. No, it was your blog he's talking about. You got a review on your...
Review. Yeah, yeah. I didn't make that up.
No.
I actually put at the end of the review, disclaimer, Tom is very aware he's not a Cockney.
Yeah, but you often get called like Cockney Cheeky Chappy.
Yeah, Cheeky Chappy, which just makes me sound like a pedo supervillain. the Cheeky Chappy. But yeah. No, yeah. Tom's...
transfer.
Transfer rumours.
That's your thing.
I'm going to go and say, Craig, you're even worse than Tom.
Yeah, at least mine had sort of like words. Yours was just noises.
Okay, do it again. I'm ready.
Okay. Now it's time for Tom's transfer rumours.
Oh, is it going to happen? Isn't it? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, does that work?
I like that. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Go, crack on.
So I went club by club. And then I decided that a lot of them are irrelevant, so it's been for the larger clubs.
Just the Arsenal.
I started with Arsenal.
Of course.
There's a few that I have heard and that I'm sure everyone's heard. One I hadn't heard before, Smalling to Arsenal.
Where was
this
from?
A transfer or a rumour?
A rumour.
A transfer rumour.
Oh, I see.
Where? Where do you hear that? Just got your ear to the ground.
It was. No, it was on... I think I I Googled...
here we go.
No, I didn't. I was on Twitter and I put in transfer rumours and Smalling to Arsenal came up a lot. I think it was people were tweeting about it and then there was a couple of links to articles about it.
Yeah.
Started
trending, Smalling to...
So, I'm not bothered about Smalling to Arsenal. Debussy from Newcastle. That it seems to be like...
It seems like it's on the way to being
like
a done deal,
be done this week. The one I was most happy about was Bentner to leave to go to Aston Villa.
Oh, that's a big one.
Has he been told he's being released, Bentner, though?
I think so.
I think he has already.
So, but the bad news is that he's still going to be available for Premier League fantasy football if he goes to Villa.
Yeah.
Do you think it's depressing if you're like a player, if you're Bentner and you're at home, and obviously the PremierLeague.com shows you what percentage of the country's picked you.
Yeah.
Do you think every now and then you just go on that and go, let's have a look. Wondering how many got me, and Suarez is going like 48% have got me.
100%. Bentner's one of those people who gets FIFA when it comes out, has a look on there, and
on
it's
his
like,
stats.
What are you talking about? I'm only 87% for
goes
sprint
into,
speed.
Goes into Football Manager editor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what do you mean I'm worse than Messi? Come on.
So Bentner to Villa, that's good news for now. Any non-Arsenal related transfer
news? Yeah. United for Di Maria, I think everyone heard that.
Yeah,
one.
Although apparently it's now, it looks like the odds have gone longer again. I think it's PSG.
I can't understand. Am I the only one that doesn't understand why they'd possibly sell him? I don't get it.
Well, because
he's their best player.
Yeah, because they're talking about J-Rod. Talking about Rodriguez.
Oh, really?
But he's already at Monaco, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's made it clear that his heart is in Madrid, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Vidal?
Yeah, Vidal to United, yeah.
Ricardo Rodriguez from Wolfsburg.
Yep.
Are we familiar with him?
No, not really, to be honest. I'm familiar with Wolfsburg. You said that's the bit you said. You said Ricardo Rodriguez really confidently.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you said,
well,
Wolfsburg?
I thought you'd go, yeah.
No, I told you, I'm not one of those people who pretends they know things they don't.
A little bit of Wolfsburg trivia.
Okay.
Do you know who their previous manager was?
Strap in.
Wolfgang Wolf.
Wolfgang Wolf? I was going to say Wolf from the Gladiators. what are the chances
it's
of that?
It's a brave appointment.
No.
That really is. And then United, one that got me was Evra to go.
Yeah, well, apparently he's now, you know, said he wants to go to, was it Juventus, I think, who have said they're interested in Evra?
I think it was, yeah.
And obviously Luke Shaw going there for big money, they're going to be sharing the position, I imagine, for the season. And Evra's at a point where he probably wants to play regularly. Mm. But I think the point was that Shaw's come in to learn under Evra as well. They haven't bought Shaw to play 40 games, I don't think, Man United. So I don't think they'll want to let him go, but they'll let him do what he wants.
So this isn't, hasn't Vidic gone to...
Vidic is gone, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, he went to Inter, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, yeah.
Liverpool, the only person they're really linked to, and this really is a rumour, is possibly Lukaku.
Yeah,
A couple of teams are linked with him.
The Liverpool kind of... I know that they're obviously clearly trying to replace Suarez. They've signed from Benfica today, and his name escapes me, the winger, £20 million. I think that's a done deal.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking at the other Belgian striker as well, Origi.
Yeah.
Lukaku and also Wilfred Bonny apparently as well at around the 20 million mark.
Really?
But they're just desperate to replace a front man, aren't they, for Suarez? They're going to spend that money, I think, and they need to if they want to come top four again.
I think so. Chelsea, Thiago from Atletico Madrid, Cavani.
Yeah.
And the one that got me was old Drogba coming back. Potentially as player coach.
Yeah.
I
don't understand about Chelsea, though, is like they keep saying we just need a striker who can prove that he scored goals in the Premier League. He's Everton. Like, he's done it for 2 years.
Yeah,
he scored goals at Everton. He scored goals at West Brom.
Yeah.
He's 21 or 22.
Yeah, but under these things, at no point has it been Lukaku to go back to Chelsea.
That'd be the biggest rumour of them all.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Chelsea actually played a player they've signed.
And the one that got, I still don't understand, Demba Ba going from Chelsea. That's all it was. It was just that he's going to go.
Yeah.
And I've wanted Arsenal to pick him up since he was on the market at Newcastle.
Well, no, since the last podcast, though, you've actually confirmed, obviously, Sanchez.
Yes.
So that's done. That wasn't done in the last podcast.
That's done. And Khedira looks like it's a done deal as well for Arsenal as well.
Is it?
You think so?
Really?
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah, apparently so.
What? Wow. I don't... Surely...
I didn't know that was a done deal.
No. It's very, very close to being done. Yeah, they reckon within a few days it's going to be...
That would be a big signing. That would be Arsenal's biggest foray into the transfer market for a while. Are we okay with the word foray? I don't want to start throwing words out there unless Tom approves them.
Segment foray.
Sounds like a French detective.
And then I thought I'd do a little West Ham one for Ash.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Sympathy.
Ecuador striker, Yeah. Ener Valencia.
Yeah.
That's right. Possible. 12 million, isn't it?
Yeah, he scored a couple of goals in the World Cup, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hello.
Excited about that?
Yeah, I think we've made some good signings, I reckon. I don't know. I don't really know what the strategy is. We've sort of signed about 10 left wingers, and we already had a load, and they're all right footed. So I'm not really sure what the sound strategy logic going forward is.
Well, Valencia would take the pressure off Carroll a little bit, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't really know, because they play one up front and obviously 17 left wingers. And then so the idea being, that's what I thought, because we got him and that Zarate as well, the Argentinian. Yeah. And I think, you know, people are saying it's going to take some pressure off, but Carroll's going to play, so I'm not sure where they're going to fit in.
Any Heart of Midlothian gossip? Or
no.
No.
Is that even a team? Yeah. I looked up, I put into Twitter, ridiculous transfer rumours, and the same one came up across the whole board, was Real Madrid for Danny Welbeck.
No.
Have you heard that?
No.
Wow. Okay, so that was everywhere. I mean, followed by Stoke for Ronaldinho.
Yeah, I heard that. I have heard that one. I saw that in the Metro.
But the Welbeck one's everywhere.
Who was tweeting it, though? Welbeck?
It was, yeah. Welbeck's manager.
Was it every member of the Man U squad?
Yeah.
God.
That was everywhere, as well as, Stoke for Ronaldinho.
So what were people's views on the Welbeck?
That it was ridiculous. I think that's why the word ridiculous kept coming up.
Yeah, but as in... Is it any got any validity to it?
Yeah, I really don't know. I didn't Google it. I just looked on Twitter, because I don't think you can do the two at the same time.
No. And if you type Google into Google,
explodes. How much were they saying he would be?
20 odd, I think.
Fuck off. Yeah. 20 million.
Around 20, I think. But then, I mean, this might just be...
Well, let's make a rumour up now. Apparently it's part of a Di Maria swap deal. John, that's how rumours start, and that's it.
Essentially. They said it on the gaffer tape, so it must be
true.
They
did say it on the gaffer. Yeah. Those guys know their onions.
So then what I did was I went on a forum where people talk about transfer news, and I quickly found out that all it is just people making up transfer news that they'd like to happen. So it was a lot of it was...
So Man United fans were wish-listing he'd fuck off.
Well, it's not, that one didn't crop up. I was looking for that one, and I saw a lot of Messi to Gillingham.
Brilliant.
Right. So I thought, okay, so it's a bunch of nutcases writing stuff like that. And then I came across one, it was sort of like ironic ones and things like that. And then I came across one, and I started reading it, thought it was quite ironic, and then realised it was real. I just saw, just spotted Big Dion Dublin in Asda's car park, talked up a move to Wickham as technical director, top boy. And I thought that was fantastic. And someone just felt that they actually had to write that there.
That's big news when we're talking about technical directors.
Car park transfers.
Yes, car park transfers.
Last time I saw Dion Dublin, he was trying to flog a drum box. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
The invention of the four-sided drum.
He designed it, I think.
He's become an inventor.
And then there was some Halifax Town related... banter for any Halifax Town fans out there. This won't mean anything to anyone else, but Halifax Town will send Lee Gregory, old Lee,
Big Lee Greg,
and 6 bottles of Lucozade Sport as a swap for Jamie Vaughan and 105 first aid kits, 6 bags of Plaster of Paris, and a season ticket to Halifax Royal Infirmary. You heard it here first.
But there's some.
It's confusing.
Can we just confirm that if you are from Halifax, that was bloody hilarious?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's right. That's right. It's, if you want niche banter, yeah.
That's it. Very niche. This is it. So Tom's now. I love the fact that Tom, out of all of us, out of the three of us, is now our go-to guy at trawling the internet for forums.
Well, I actually found a your own World Cup transfer rumor generator.
Ah.
Okay. And it works like this. You.
Log on to Twitter.
Yeah,
that's it.
You Google Twitter. No, you look up so you go with the month you were born, the date you were born, and the last 2 digits of your mobile phone number, and you'll get the rumour. Okay, so we'll try it on Craig.
Okay.
So I know the answer to this because we're buddies, but what what month were you born in?
I was born in December.
Correct. So Suarez.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. What number? What date?
25th.
25th. To Porto.
Yeah.
And what's the last 2 digits of your phone number?
You're going to ask my bank PIN.
Yeah.
2-1.
For 21 mil.
So hang on, so there's only 12 players in this random generator.
Yeah, it's not that good, is
I thought it was some algorithm.
And to be fair, they are probably the 12 biggest players in the world. Try one more time with Ash. Right, Ash, when's your birthday? What month is your birthday?
October.
Okay, so Di Maria.
Yeah.
What number?
First.
To PSG.
Yeah. What's your last happen.
Numbers.
64.
For 64 million.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a realistic one. Actually.
That's not great, is it? Let's be honest.
It's not great. That's the equivalent of those kid things where you make it out of paper and you go up, down, which I'm doing the action, but it doesn't work on a podcast. No. I don't know what they're called.
Although it does sort of work for almost any transfer unless your phone number ends in 80 and you pick, I don't know. But the top 10
don't
players in the world.
Make it credible. It's shit. There's 12 footballers. He spent the whole day on the internet and he's come up with 12 footballers.
I spent a lunch break and I had to eat my sandwich.
It's like he's been calculating love percentages of surnames.
It is a little bit like that. Although one of them was West Ham, so it could have been, you know, Messi to West Ham for 14.
When you messaged me and you said I found a random transfer rumour generator, I thought this is fucking great. This is going to be something that starts these rumours on Twitter and gets them trending. We can't. That's just some moron who's put 12 footballers next to months.
Yeah, right. You heard it here first. Messi to West Ham for 14 pence.
You were so pleased with it. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, not as disappointed as I am now.
The rest of it was good.
Yeah.
The Halifax stuff was bloody hilarious.
Yeah, that was old Lee Gregory.
We peaked at Lee Gregory, I think, there. But that was Tom's transfer. And he's going to be back doing that the next... Well, he's actually away for the next few up in Edinburgh.
That's true.
Performing. Mm. You might as well get out of the way now, Tom. Go for it. Why are you going to be missing the next podcast, mate?
Doing a show in Edinburgh. I forgot what it's called. Complete Holmes and Shake Shaft. 9:15 p.m. Three Sisters Courtyard comedy bus. And while I'm up there, I'm going to be, still working, doing this.
Chatting to some football-loving comedians.
Yeah, football-loving comedians. Talk to them whether they play fantasy football or not. And obviously there'll be a lot of rumours flying around at that point.
They've all got different birthdays, so...
Yeah. So the amount of fun I'm going to have with that. The generator's going to be crazy.
Yeah, do it on stage. Crazy. Fuck it, just go around the audience. That'll be your show. That'll be the whole show. Yeah. So before we leave, obviously we're going to do our weekly talking point of the big three. We said that this week's big three was going to be transfer flops. So we're going to debate our transfer flops. The public, again, are going to decide, are we right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who won
last time?
The last one was a dead heat, I believe.
Oh!
We're going to swiftly move on.
Yeah.
So this week is
really close.
It was close, guys. It was transfer flops. And remember to tweet in your vote, you know, ask the bill payers permission and all that jazz. And biggest transfer flop. Ash, you going to kick us off this week?
Yeah, you kick us off.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to win this one.
Okay, go for it.
It's the best transfer ever. It's the biggest flop and the best transfer of all time.
Yeah.
Was Woodgate to Real Madrid.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, amazing. Like... Why, first of all, why did they buy him? That is totally mental. His debut was the best thing ever. He played, scored an own goal, then got sent off.
Yeah, true.
Then his ban lasted three matches. He came back, got sent off again.
Yeah, true.
Had a four-match ban. He didn't play. This is after missing the first season for injury. So they signed him, missed the season, scored an own goal, got sent off, came back, got sent off again. Then had a little run in the team, and towards the end of the season, they were saying, yeah, actually, maybe it's turned himself around. He's not bad. He then, like, tore his ACL or his leg or his head flew off or something. Was out for another season, and then they sold him. So...
You've made a pretty compelling argument. Wow. As you went through, I didn't quite know what else could happen.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty... I didn't know a lot about that.
Yeah, well, it's also used up when we use the worst debut.
Yeah.
Big three. Woodgate's in there.
That's definitely worst career.
He was such a good player, though.
Yeah. He was just so knackered all the time.
Well, I feel like mine's futile now. I told you, that was pretty good.
Well, give us yours then, Craig.
Well, mine's a low profile. So how much did Woodgate go for? Do we remember? Was it a free?
It's like 7 million, I think.
Well, this one's a bit of... It's some 90s nostalgia.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And it's Mr. Thomas Brolin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember him from the 94 World Cup, mainly, and 92. Signed for Leeds.
Chubby, wasn't he?
He wasn't chubby. When they signed. It wasn't when they scouted him. Then he signed for Leeds just under 5 million in the mid 90s. Turned up about 3 stone overweight, massively tubby. Looks a bit like David Van Day, a little bit, if you know who he is.
Yeah,
singer from Dollar, chubby guy from Dollar. So he turned up overweight. Howard Wilkinson tried to play him on the wing, and obviously he just couldn't run. It was horrendous. Obviously, everyone remembered this like long-haired like maverick from the '94 World Cup. Turned up overweight, was rubbish. One of the best, one of my favourite stories. Obviously, he didn't score a goal in his first sort of 10 appearances. I think he got one goal his whole time at Leeds. It was meant to be the perfect foil to Tony Yeboah. My favourite one is he played an April Fool where he told the Swedish press that he was being loaned back to a Swedish club.
Right.
But he phoned the newspaper to do the April Fool. So he thought he was fooling them because they then published it. His manager then, Howard Wilkes, went mental because the whole international press said they had direct quotes and audio from Thomas Brodin that he was going back to Sweden when he actually wasn't. He ended up being such a big flop that he paid £500,000 of his own money to get loaned back to Parma just so he didn't have to be in Leeds. I've been to Leeds. It's not that bad in all the places. So paid half a mil of his own money to get loaned back to Parma. Didn't do great there. Came back to Leeds. Was terrible. Ended up going to Palace for a bit as well and retired at 28.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Overweight. Thomas Brolin, yeah. So that's my biggest flop.
I'd like to see him now.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's Googling.
Thomas Brolin, if you're listening, get yourself down to the Gaffer Tape. If you want to play boring pundit YouTube fun shit, then come on down, Brolin.
Or he'll have a birthday.
He'll have a birthday.
Hello.
So we'll do that. But Tom, you're on.
Well, mine's a bit obvious. Mine's a bit current. Torres.
Right, yeah.
I mean, how shit was that? That was the first.
That's it. Stop.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it.
So, sweet in hashtag songs. No, I just think it was just the most obviously shit one of the last few years.
Yeah.
I just think how bad.
50
was
mil.
How long until he scored his first goal?
It was a long time. And at least some of them, like Peter Crouch took a long time, Diego Forlán took a long time, but they still had some good moments. Mm. I think everyone kept thinking, and I was guilty of it, like, but it's Torres, class is permanent, that old, you know, form's temporary, class is permanent.
He still only scored, I think, 20 goals but for
there
Chelsea.
Was, yeah, there was one season where he did have some, he scored a lot of assists, and that's cup goals, wasn't there? Mm. But I guess he's never, it's kind of admitted now, he's never going to be the same player he ever was, and they paid 50 million for a guy, they didn't realise it, was actually past his best.
But the thing with Chelsea is it's like the footballer's graveyard, isn't it? I don't know.
Shevchenko.
But he was so good.
Weyer as well. It was the same.
Yeah,
it
killed him. But the
didn't kill him.
A month before,
they murdered him. Yeah. The second
they murdered Winston Bogard. Murdered Casiraghi. Dead.
Well, there was but the month before Shevchenko signed for Chelsea.
Yeah.
He scored 4 goals in the Champions League.
Yeah.
For Milan, and then I don't know if he scored that many goals for Chelsea the whole time he was there. Did he?
He was really bad for Chelsea.
Yeah, but why? I don't know what. Why is it? What do they do to them?
I don't know. Let's not start a conspiracy. What did Chelsea do to old people?
Well, isn't there the thing that Abramovich fired a gun at Mourinho in his office?
What?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
He wasn't doing very well or something, so he pulled a gun out and shot a painting or something. Yeah.
He loved that painting.
Sounds genuine.
he loved that painting.
Angry.
It was of a horse. It was so him sitting on a horse.
Sounds legit to me. So I mean, I wonder if he was doing the same thing to the players.
Yeah, probably. There's something weird going on down there.
Yeah.
Mysteries afoot.
Next week, Tom investigates. Tom investigates.
Tom investigates.
Yeah.
Chelsea shootings.
Chelsea shootings.
Why does Roman Abramovich hate art? Tom finds out next week. Right. So that's the big three. So if you think it was Thomas Brolin, then tweet us with hashtag Craig. If you think it was... Who was it you went for, Ash?
Woodgate.
Johnny Woodgate. Then it's hashtag Ash. And if you think it was Fernando Torres, hashtag Tom, because we can't do Gaffer Tom, Gaffer Craig, Gaffer Ash. It looks like Gaffer Ash. he's not happy about it. Or anything about the podcast or what we should talk about, what we should do for the big three next time, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. We are back on the 6th of August, is that right?
Yeah.
So the 6th of August, Tom's going to be away in Edinburgh doing his Edinburgh show, like he said earlier. We're going to be back with Premier League preview by that point. We should have the registration open on PremierLeague.com. We'll be putting our teams together. We'll give you some tips that you might choose to ignore or you might need with our resident top 100 fancy football player, Ash.
Yeah, of all time. Pressure on. Well, record holder.
So we'll be back with that. But in the meantime, get on thegaffertapes.com and tweet us at thegaffertapes. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Cheers.
We're plugging the podcast.
What, like football? Like fantasies?
Do you like fantasies? Do you like football? Do you like fantasy football?
Yeah, you could do that. But I could... hello, little boy.
Hi.
Okay.
Do you like fantasies?
Oh, do I?
Do you like football?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like fantasy football?
What's that?
I wasn't expecting that. Okay, right, we'll move on from there.
Watch the gaffer tapes at thegaffertapes.com.
Yeah.